Here in the studio, I have Alex Knoppe with me. Alex, welcome.
Thanks, Jason. Good to be here.
How did the Mirari Brass Quintet get started?
This is a group that dated back from a couple years ago. All five of us were graduate students at Indiana University in Bloomington, and the group actually started there. It was part of a group of teaching assistants, and I wasn't actually part of the group at that point, but they went on a tour together and decided they liked playing together, so it eventually morphed into this group of players from the school that that liked to continue playing together, and that's when they brought me on board. This was about 3 or 4 years ago, and since then we've all left Indiana, and we're now spread around the country.
Mm-hmm.
So our horn player teaches at the University of Tennessee, Martin, and the trombone player teaches at Bemidji State, way up north of Minnesota. I think it's about negative 20 there right now.
Probably.
The tuba player teaches at Indiana State University, and so we're all spread around at this point.
Does that make it difficult to communicate? I know it makes it really difficult to rehearse and practice.
Yes.
But you guys are all professional musicians, so, I mean, when you guys come together, it's less time to actually rehearse and prepare for concerts.
It's definitely been a learning curve, and so we've had to figure things out as we go. Well, one of the things we do is we always meet in the summer. Now we have a brass boot camp in the summer where we meet for a week, mm-hmm. and rehearse stuff and record and try to put together some new things. And then we meet a few other times, maybe for a weekend, okay. where we put things together. And then at the start of every tour, we take a day or so and kind of relearn everything we need to learn.
And this concert that is coming up on Monday night here on the ULM campus, it's part of a tour that you guys are doing. Can you give us a little bit more information about that tour?
We tour about 4 to 5 times a year. At this point, we've gone all over the country, and this is actually our first time on the Gulf Coast. So we've been to the Atlantic Coast and the Pacific Coast. And so this tour starts here in Monroe, and then we're going to go through Shreveport, Lafayette, Baton Rouge, and then into Mississippi, and we'll play near Biloxi.
Okay.
So it's a fairly short tour, but one of about 4 or 5 that we'll do.
And do you play at colleges or high schools or wherever we'll have you?
Basically, yes. We do a bunch of universities. We've played a lot of high schools. There's a middle school on this tour, actually, Elm Grove Middle School in Shreveport,
mm-hmm.
actually in Bossier City. We've played a couple elementary schools. We've played on concert series. And probably one of our most fun concerts, the last tour that we did in October went through California. And one of the things we played for was a benefit concert for an organization called Canine Companions for Independence. They train helper dogs.
Okay.
And we did their big benefits. So there are pictures up of us with about 20 dogs clustered around. Everybody brought their dogs to the concert, and even a few of them sat in the audience. And they were, of course, these are highly trained, so they were very good.
Yes.
It was definitely one of the most interesting experiences we've had.
Excellent. Well, I'm here in the studio with Alex Knoppe, who is a faculty member here on the ULM campus, one of our professors of trumpet. But he's also a member of the Mirari Brass Quintet, who is going to be giving a free concert on Monday evening at 7:30 in the Emmylou Biedenhorn Recital Hall on the ULM campus. Now, Alex, one of the things the Mirari Brass Quintet is known for is the many styles of music that you guys perform and play. Can you kind of give us what we're going to be hearing on Monday night from you guys?
Sure. The way that I like to say it is every single person that comes to the concert will find at least one thing that they like. We play in a whole bunch of different styles. So the concert will feature Baroque music. It'll feature Renaissance music, an opera transcription, some very contemporary classical stuff that we've had commissioned for us. It's got some Latin music, some jazz, some Broadway. That covers a whole lot of things.
Yes.
Yeah. Most of the stuff that we play has been written or arranged specifically for this group.
Excellent. And part of, you know, the beginnings of the Mirari Brass Quintet was that, you know, everybody was graduate assistants. So these are upper level educated people that are playing in this ensemble. And part of your tour and your residency is about education. It's not just going out there and performing, but you're actually digging your hands and getting your hands dirty in education and teaching, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, we all teach at various colleges now at this point. Mm-hmm. So there are very few places we go where there isn't some sort of educational component. So at our stop here at ULM, we're going to be doing actually a couple different classes, and they're taking place also on Monday night, just earlier than the concert. So at 4 o'clock in the Biedenhorn Recital Hall, we're going to be doing a master class for brass quintets, and we'll work with several groups from the ULM students. And then at 5:30, we'll do a general master class for all music students. And we can talk about things like creating a touring group and sending groups on the road, careers in music, performing, things of that nature.
Mm-hmm. The education part of this, people may not understand that it's important for musicians and artists to get differing views and opinions from people as they are learning their instrument and their craft. You know, you teach trumpet here at ULM, but I know Eddie, the other trumpet player in the brass quintet, you want your students to be exposed to him and how he teaches and does things, and he might do something different. Why is that? Why do us as musicians want our students and the people under us to learn from other people?
Well, partly, you know, there's no one right way of doing anything. And even beyond that, there's about a million different ways of saying the same thing. And since every student learns differently, some people learn more visually, some people learn by example, some people just need to play back and forth until they hear what it is they're trying to do. You can hear the same thing from a whole bunch of different teachers in a variety of different ways. And it might just take one specific way for it to actually click and actually catch on. I know that's happened with my own playing, where I'll struggle and I'll struggle and I'll struggle, and eventually something will just click, something that a teacher or a mentor or a colleague says, and all of a sudden I'll figure out what I wanted to do. And then, of course, my teacher from my undergrad will say, well, yeah, I've been telling you that for 10 years.
Yeah, the light bulb goes off.
Absolutely. So any chance I get to bring in other guests, and we've had a variety of guests over the last couple of years. Paul Morton, a teacher from Louisiana Lafayette, came in. Jason Doval from Northeastern State in Tahlequah, Oklahoma. And it'll be really good to have Eddie Ludema down here, too, because he's an incredible player and a great teacher.
The Merari Brass Quintet, featuring ULM faculty member Alex Knoppe and four friends from college that decided to start their own brass quintet and tour around the country.